T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome into this Wednesday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and our Odyssey app. Charlie Long at Master Control, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. We know LSU, who they will play in the SEC tournament, and we also know about what time, but that could change as well. Kentucky beat Auburn. I don't know if you guys saw this wild game, but it was a 1-0 game going into the eighth inning, and Sonny DeShera hits a solo home run on a 3-2 count. They challenged him. They threw it right, challenged him inside, and he deposited it over the left field wall, tying the game. But Kentucky answered in their half of the inning, the top half of the ninth, with back-to-back home runs for a 3-1 victory. So LSU is playing the Wildcats.
Yeah, and look, and having played them, you know, previously we played – the Auburn Tigers lost 2 out of 3. And my understanding, this is the first time a 12 seed has won in the SEC tournament. So you think so they're dangerous, 12 seed to say the least. The reason why I say that also.
I ain't got nothing to lose.
That they won 4 series, though. They won. It shows you how tough the SEC is. SEC is. They won 4 series against top 20 opponents. Not games. Mm-hmm. They won 4 series against top 20 opponents this year. Tied for the most top 10 wins in the SEC with 5 victories and versus RPI top 5 opponents. We all remember we were kind of shocked. For a little while, I think Arkansas State went to number 1. I go, what happened to Tennessee? Oh, guess who beat them? Kentucky, the Kentucky Wildcats. So it's a dangerous opponent for LSU they're going to be facing. And
so say that one more time about top teams.
Yeah.
Okay. What you're telling me is they losing to the bad teams, but beating the good teams.
Yeah, like who was pitching this game? They beat Tennessee 2-1. I mean,
the starting pitcher was it Harvey? The starting pitcher for Kentucky was bounced out of the game because he hit his head in a dugout celebrating a big hit from Kentucky. He hit his head on the wall in a dugout.
Man, talk about a freak accident, you know. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I would say.
Pitched a gem. I mean, he was dominant. He shut down Auburn.
Well, and then when you look at it, I mean, why would you pitch to DeChera considering, you know, the co-player of the year in the SEC? So what, why would you do that?
Okay, didn't you say it was a 3-2 count?
3-2.
Okay. Okay, if there's nobody on base, man, I'll walk him.
Yeah, you make him chase.
Man, I ain't pitching to him.
They had 7 straight pitches away, and then they run inside. A fastball.
Oh, well, then he turned on that, obviously.
I don't know if it was a mistaken location. It's hard to determine, but it looked like the catcher was set up inside. They wanted to challenge him, which the reason why is because in a series this past weekend, I think he was 2 for his last 17.
Well, and the Auburn Tigers got to be thankful for the transfer portal when you look at him. Here he transferred from Samford. Samford.
He was Tyler McManus's roommate.
Yeah.
And he's
so think about that Samford team.
And he's a Hoover native. Yeah. So, boy, to do that in your backyard where you grew up. But when you look at it, he led the SEC in almost every offensive category for the better part of the season. He leads the conference in on base percentage. 561 slugging percentage, 782. His batting average, 382 for the number two batting average in the SEC, 17 home runs. He also led the SEC in walks where they should have given him another walk. I mean, when all those numbers, I mean, don't poke the bear.
You don't let the best guy on the opposing team beat you or tie the game.
My thing is, I don't care.
Rule, baseball rule 101.
Right.
I don't care if you're 2-17, your last 17 bats or not. You're not getting that 3-18 on me. You're going to take the walk.
That's the co-SEC player of the year.
Yeah. That wasn't very
wise. Kentucky's very fortunate to get through this one.
Well, it's going to be a challenge for LSU, like I said, because I think because of the tradition of LSU, that they're going to want to beat a team like LSU. And obviously, they come in with confidence because the first 12 seed in the SEC to win a game as a number 12 seed. And not even looking at the top 20 when I brought that up. Four series wins against top 20 opponents, but tied for the most top 10 wins in the SEC this season.
Yeah.
And then five victories versus RPI top five opponents. You know, we're all talking about, well, look at Vanderbilt's RPI and where they're at, how significant that was to help, LSU and not only winning the series, but sweeping them.
And so you
Kentucky's been able to, finish 12th.
So that tells you.
That shows you how good
the mercurial ride of Kentucky this year, of you beating the really good teams, but yet you El Lazio when you play teams
they
of your caliber or worse.
Struggle against them. I'd be interested to see what they did against Missouri or like South Carolina.
Mississippi
State. They lost 2 of 3 to South Carolina and Missouri.
Okay. That answers the question.
Right.
Bobby Hebert,
so
Mike
Cotillion. Hopefully we get that team tomorrow.
Hopefully so. If it goes on at all tomorrow with the weather, who knows? This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Kentucky beats Auburn at the SEC tournament. LSU scheduled to face the Wildcats tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The weather's going to impact that game. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have a show tomorrow, Mike.
Well, I got told by somebody, I was telling you in the break, I did a show with him this afternoon. We were talking about Eli Holstein, who committed to Alabama, and he texted me as I sat down at 4 o'clock. He was like, you might not have a show tomorrow, Mike. That weather might be rolling in, and that game may be pushed into a 4:30 time frame.
That's the pitfalls of playing in Hoover in May in the South, where you get these thunderstorms roll in. And
even if you were playing in Baton Rouge, look what's happened.
So what is the
I do want to see the
so
SEC
what's the tournament. Weather in the weekend, though? Because I know the weather here is going to be awesome.
No, the weather
weekend.
In the weekend in Alabama is similar to here. It's going to be good.
Low humidity compared to the humidity we've been dealing with in May so far.
I do
so
see
we're
the
dealing
SEC
with
tournament.
That front that has to pass.
I do want to see the SEC tournament rotate venues, though.
Instead of having it at Hoover?
Yeah.
But they got the facilities, Hoover. You don't like tradition. See, some traditionalists would say, I like it in Hoover. Want them to bid on?
Rotate it to different parks within the SEC, the teams that are qualified.
So a neutral site or like you'd play at the box?
You play at the box.
They ain't going to go for that.
They're not falling for that.
Like if Tennessee won the overall SEC outright regular season, it should be there. Another incentive.
I could see them like playing like in Houston or Atlanta. I don't know what conflict with the major league schedule, but if they get money and they can work that around, and if you're playing in a big league park, think how – these players would love that.
Money catches your ear, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I would say that.
Yep.
And you couldn't say, you had home field advantage. I don't know. That'd be just to play, think, where the Braves play or the Astros. I mean, I think the SEC, it'd be more, I guess, inducive or like to to play in Atlanta than Houston because that's more. But no, you got the Aggies. You have the Aggies. So then you can even play where the Cardinals play because you got Louis? University of Missouri. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know. Just a thought. Clint and Metairie, what's going on, Clint? You're on WWL on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines.
I really like the LSU quarterback room. I think Miles Brennan is the cream of the crop. But I'm afraid that he's not going to get a fair shot because he's got limited eligibility. All those other guys have years to go with the new coaching staff. Do you think he'll get a fair shot going into this?
Yes.
Without a doubt.
I think, one thing with Coach Kelly, he's like every other coach. I want to win now. What happens in 2023?
It might transfer. Then. You might have like a handful of guys transfer. So, no, I think it's the win now mode. As far as like, because you're not going to be around, you can argue, well, who's going to be around? You don't know that. I mean, okay, transfer portal.
Last year at this time, what it was, Miles Brennan, Max Johnson, and the young man who went to Auburn, right? TJ Finley.
Yeah.
Okay, you got one left.
Right, and then you look all the games that
and Nussmeier was the freshman.
But all the games Max Johnson started for LSU, and he didn't even stick around. Yeah. He goes to A&M.
And I can understand why
his brother,
why TJ left, and I understand sort of that was sort of a package deal with Max and his brother going to A&M. So Nussmeier was a freshman last year. But, again, we're going to go through this cycle – every year.
But Clint, to answer your question.
Miles will get.
Yeah, we all think that, no, that's not going to be, well, we're not playing Miles because he's going to be gone.
He gives them their best chance to win.
We got to think more of the future. No, if Coach Kelly thinks that Miles Brennan gives him the best chance to win, he's played.
Okay, I don't want to put words in Coach's mouth, but I do know this. There was one LSU quarterback invited to the Manning camp. Archie and Peyton and Eli and Cooper don't want any sort of controversy of quarterbacks. If you're not decided, then we're not going to invite. Guess who got invited? Miles Brennan.
Miles, yeah.
So that's the first indication to me. First indication that he's if you had to play tomorrow. He's the starter.
Well, and I think, Clint, that doesn't mean Miles is going to take every snap. It could be maybe the college version because you want to win to get the best production out of the position. It could be like, look, Drew Brees. He's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. How Sean Payton plug and play Taysom Hill.
And Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels is too fast or his skill set to not utilize him.
A package in a red zone.
A red zone, he can make
short
plays for
yardage.
Yes.
And how I fool you, I put him in. Oh, he's going to run the ball, and Jaden throws it.
Pop it over your head.
With those receivers, man.
And now some quarterbacks might say, their ego, I don't want you to take me out. The bottom line is I think you get to the point where if the team has success and you are a starting quarterback or you are playing, you're going to get recognized. So it's not like, they took you out of the game, so what does that mean? No, it's just the way the game is today. I mean,
and if you're playing this to get to the NFL, if Miles does become the starter full-time and Jaden has his role as the Taysom Hill guy, because of COVID, that year is basically like it never happened. So Jaden could come back and play another year at LSU.
Oh, but without a doubt, and he probably would because he's somewhat, when he steps back on the field, he needs to produce like he produces a freshman. Because
He was really good as a freshman in Southland last year.
He threw a bunch of interceptions. So
he had a lot of drops.
Yeah. So they kind of look at that.
Either way, I think Nussmeier ends up transferring because of Walker Howard.
I think Nussmeier may transfer. I think his decision maybe of what happens with Daniels.
Yeah, like more 2023 and said,
because
who's the
I
man
think,
then?
Nussmeier feels, okay, if these two guys leave, I'm the guy. Because one thing with him, he really thinks he's the guy. And he may well be. I thought he was the most improved player I saw LSU offensively. He doesn't think in his mind that Howard can beat him out.
Well, what's wrong with competition? I mean, it's best, the best for LSU, no. whether it's Howard or Nussmeier.
I'm just saying, today's day and age of the transfer portal.
Oh, yeah.
He's transferring if Miles wins the job. I think
players should to mature not only on the field but off the field. And just think, when you first come in as a freshman or you're a younger player, all you have to do is, people think you got to have this great college career. Yeah, the pro scouts, you don't have to have a great college career. How about you have a great year?
Mitch Trubisky, look what it got him.
Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow.
Matt Flynn. Look at Matt Flynn. Had to wait till senior year to start, and look what happened.
The 49ers gave up 3 first-round picks for Trey Lance. He started 1 year.
He didn't even play like over – what he played in the teams.
Daniel Jones did the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Jones started 1 season at Alabama, but he waited it out.
There's so many examples. That's why if it's not going your way, I'm leaving. That they kind of look at that because the NFL scouts, when they interview, so why did you leave? And they look at your personality and how you handle adversity.
The other
instead
thing,
of competing.
How competitive are you?
I remember last year Peyton telling this story – that Kenny Pickett came to him and said, Peyton, I'm thinking about leaving early to go to the NFL. And, Peyton made a few phone calls and felt as though, hey, listen, I think you'd be better off coming back. They're saying you look like a middle-round pick. He ends up being a first-round pick, and he had a tremendous senior season at Pitt.
That's a perfect example, Mike. If you look, like you said, he might have been a third-rounder, fourth-rounder, and then he goes 20th overall, went to the Steelers. I mean, come on. That's a perfect example.
The year Joe Burrow and LSU won a national title preseason, where was he projected to go?
Probably second, third round. No one thought he'd be the first pick in the draft and be one of the most celebrated players in the history of
LSU. And look at Joe Burrow's personality and like competition, how he embraces that. That's why if you're a parent and you have a talented kid, you don't need to baby him. You need to encourage him and tell him to accept competition. And then if you're as good as you think you are, it's going to work out. It's very seldom.
What would your dad have said at Northwestern if you said, I'm transferring?
Well, transfer, and I'd wanted to quit football.
It was worse than transferring.
Christian, I didn't even know how to play the position. I didn't play until my senior year. And my Coach Perry would just tell me, I don't know, I was so raw, just throw it to whoever's open. I didn't know what cover 2, cover 3. I didn't know a 3-step drop. I didn't know anything. We had 5 pass plays and like 12 running plays. Teams knew what we were doing, and we still would run over them. So all of a sudden, I go to college, and we're running the Buffalo Bills offense, and we have a senior quarterback, Kenny Philibert, from Captain Shreve, and I was like a red shirt. And so Joe Ferguson, who was my mentor from the Buffalo Bills, played 17 years in the NFL. He was the quarterback for the Bills before Jim Kelly. He's showing me how to drop back, and I was so raw. But in that process before that, because Joe didn't come until the spring, I remember I said, man, I just want to go to school. I don't really want to play football because I remember Joe Raymond Peace, Coach Peace, wanted to move me to tight end.
Yep.
I said, I don't want to play tight end, kind of thing. And then my dad said, I said, Dad, I think I'm just going to quit and I'm just going to go to school. He said, he goes, how are you going to pay for your school? What? He goes, you got a scholarship? Hey, you better do whatever they tell you to do. And I was like, I'm staying in football. So what if he'd have told me, son, you could do what you want. If
it'd change your life would have been the same.
What? I might have been working roughnecking or offshore or something. I think eventually I would have graduated, but you know the point I'm making.
Yeah, you wouldn't have played in the NFL in all likelihood.
I wouldn't have made a few million.
Yeah. One of the stories with Joe Raymond Peace, God bless him, man, and he's still alive, a great guy. And he was like, Mike, I hated the media. I didn't want to deal with none of them. None of them bums in the media.
Because he ended up being like a head coach at Louisiana Tech, right?
And being a head coach. So he leaves coaching. And one day I walk in and the phone rings and I pick it up. Mike, this is Joe Raymond Peace. What's going on, buddy? I said, good. He said, listen, I got a radio and a television show. I said, wait a minute. Where are you the dude that said I hate? He said, well, I don't hate them no more. They're paying me.
Of course.
But he said, I got a story of a lifetime. He said, I almost messed up something for your boy. He said, man, we had a bunch of quarterbacks. And he said, I wanted to move Bobby J to tight end. And he said, he kind of bucked a little bit, and he said, AL was sort of wishy-washy about if we should do it or not, and he said, ended up, it's the best damn decision I ever made. Well, he said, Bobby ended up staying, and he was a great quarterback for us.
And the one who had my back was Billy Laird. Yep. You know, his son, Brad Laird, you know, he was an unbelievable quarterback at Ruston High School, winning state championships. Yeah. He's now at Northwestern. He hadn't had much success, the son. I remember him, a little snotty nose boy running all around the field and all. But his dad had my back, and Herbie Smith, who was he's from Pineville, Louisiana, right out of Alexandria. He was the wide receiver coach and the head baseball coach. So, Christian, you had to do more. So he's coaching wide receivers. He's the head baseball coach. And, you know, he coached like Mark Duper, Super Duper, Victor Otis. We had a number of guys that, you know, had an opportunity to go to the league. So.
And to think those careers of those guys, of a Joe Delaney and a Mark Duper, and LSU wasn't involved with any of those guys. They weren't involved with you. Nope. They weren't involved with Duper. They weren't involved with Joe Delaney. And you'd say, man, those guys. Now, Joe, God bless him, he just tweeted, and he passed away trying to save some kids who were drowning. But, man, Joe could have played 10,
with the Chiefs.
He could have played 10 or 12 years.
In the
Duper was unbelievable as a player.
And Don Shula drafted Mark Duper in the second round, early in the second round, because he ran the fastest 40 at the combine.
And he made that Willie Mays catch.
Catch unbelievable. He was so raw. He was a track guy. You know, Northwestern won the 400-meter relay at LSU in 1981. And all these guys played football, said, well, we got the fastest team in the nation. You know, and stuff, and then
Victor Otis was there too.
VO played like 5-6 years with the Colts Eagles. They all lasted. I remember Mario Johnson even played. He was like the Ford banana on the relay. He played like for the Ottawa Rough Riders. No, they all made it. And, I remember like Gary Regis winning two Super Bowls.
Now Gary's a Texan. Giants. Yeah, he's from Texas.
He didn't play football to his senior year. His mom and dad were like cornies. You know, can y'all please live in one place so I can, like, go to high school and play football?
Yeah.
So, you know, you see those cornies at, like, the Walmarts, all the parking lots. So there was enough word, 30-mile radius around Fort Worth. So the rest is history. Because Gary Reasons was a stud. He would have been at A&M or Texas, Oklahoma, anywhere, but he ended up at Northwest Louisiana. Now those diamonds in the rough, usually, like, the LSUs and all the world, that they would find you. Because you can't coach speed. Like, Mark Duper is always fast. But he went to Morryville High School. Morryville High School didn't even have a football team. So he didn't even know how to put his pads in his pants, and he's like 20 years old.
When we come back, Colin Kaepernick working out for an NFL team. We'll talk about it next here on – tomorrow, actually. Talk about it next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Bobby, Mike, and Christian back here on Sports Talk. Colin Kaepernick set to work out for the Las Vegas Raiders tomorrow. What do you make of this move? Bobby, I'll start with you.
Well, to be a backup?
They're just working him out. I don't know what they're promising him.
Well, I think his opportunity, but I think he wanted more than what they were willing. Like, didn't the Ravens, if I can recall, now this would have been half a dozen years ago, possibility with the Ravens, and you even heard Pete Carroll with the Seahawks.
Now, Elway. And when he was running the Broncos, made him the one, because Colin has admitted that he turned down that offer. He didn't think it was enough money with Denver.
Yeah, he wanted to be not, you know, that's why I tell you what, Jameis Winston took the humble approach. Look about how team-friendly the deals that he signed. Now, it's all about leverage. But you just look a bang for your buck what the Saints have gotten Jameis Winston for. See, well, I don't think Colin Kaepernick was willing to do that. So
he actually worked out today. The last time he played a game was January 1st of 2017.
That's a long time not playing. That's a long time.
And you remember he had that Hugh Jackson got involved. He had that workout at a private high school
in Atlanta,
set up by
in
the
Georgia.
NFL.
In Atlanta, yes.
And then he didn't like the venue, so he changed it last minute or something, if memory recalls that.
He wanted to control the narrative instead of the NFL scouts controlling the narrative. And
he showed up to those workouts with anti-police socks. Let's just leave it at that.
I don't know about that. If you know that, Christian, I don't know about that.
I don't know about it. The only thing I know is, man, you haven't played. Bob, I mean, you missed one season in this league.
Well, if he really wanted to play, he should have bounced back. Like, for instance,
that's a long,
play right
long
now in the
time.
USFL. and you can work out a contract, then you can jump straight to the NFL or at any time. Look at Warren Moon, the success. Even Doug Flutie, they went to Canadian football, and then you come back to the NFL. I really don't think he wants to play. I think he just wants to be an activist. And by keeping his name out there, though, then he's able to be an activist. I mean, the socks he had on, this is when it all really went down with the 49ers, was when he had those police socks and like pigs.
And Fidel Castro
shirts. So, but that's probably his fiance or his girl. She's a leftist. His girlfriend is a communist and don't even realize what communism means. I mean, she's just a leftist, and I think she's a big influence on him in a negative regard.
2019, the league settled with Colin Kaepernick.
I'm sure he got handsomely a settlement.
But now he's going to work for the organization, for the league that he sued.
But you haven't looked at that. That can happen. It just happened with the Miami Dolphins coach.
Brian Flores.
Brian's with the Steelers.
So, I mean, that shows you how powerful.
That lawsuit hasn't been settled. This one has.
But I'm just showing you how powerful the NFL is, that because they look at the big picture. You can sue us, but then, okay, we're going to weigh the pros and the cons, and we're not going to blackball you. How all of a sudden Brian Flores, look at his lawsuit, and he's still coaching in the NFL.
The thing is Josh McDaniels got enough kind of titanium in the backbone, because this is similar to if at one time you had an LSU player with the Saints. Every press conference, it was about, hey, what about so-and-so from LSU? What about so-and-so from LSU? Every time Josh McDaniels will walk up to that, if they do sign him, Josh better get ready that those questions are going to be there every press conference.
Because it's going to be on TMZ or Entertainment Tonight and all. It's going to be beyond football, beyond ESPN or Fox or CBS.
Media outlet in the country is going to want to talk to him.
Right? Can he be
every one of them?
So it's a distraction, right?
And so I think some coaches don't want to deal with it.
Yes.
They don't want to deal sometimes.
Coaches, organizations?
With local players, okay? Sometimes they don't want to do it. Now, Sean got a wrap with it, but Sean also... in this situation, he was in touch with the owner of the Arizona Cardinals to bring in Patrick Peterson a few years back. The Saints were on a bye week. Sean got on the phone with Mr. Bidwell and tried to get him to convince him to trade Peterson to the Saints.
But you know, the Cardinals didn't want Andrews Pete. Andrews Pete was part of that deal, and the Cardinals didn't want
him. The Cardinals passed and said, no, we're not going to go in that particular direction. We're not headed in that spot. So, do I think Colin Kaepernick could be a backup in the NFL? I've seen some of the backups.
There's not 64 quarterbacks better than Colin Kaepernick.
No
even
way.
Him not playing, what, Mike, a handful
since
of years.
Since 2017. Does he want to do that?
Yeah.
Season he played, full season he played, he had a 59.2% completion percentage.
You've seen some of these backups, they're lucky to get to 59.
And Christian, I always said that he couldn't handle the all of a sudden not having success that season. So he's trying to change the narrative and not focus only on being the starting quarterback. And because if you look at it, but it was so close to winning the Super Bowl right here in New Orleans against the Ravens.
It was really close.
I mean, they were right there, but it didn't happen. And then Colin Kaepernick, that season that he had, then it went downhill. He was almost trying to distract people that really, man, are we going to replace you? You're not playing that good. So he couldn't take it that he wasn't going to be the man anymore. I mean, because of competition.
He's Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. They've been dodging raindrops all day in Hoover, Alabama for the SEC baseball tournament. Kentucky eliminated beat Auburn earlier, 3-1. And a great game up until the eighth inning where Auburn tied it up and Kentucky came back with two straight back-to-back home runs to win and seal it 3-1. Right now, Alabama and Arkansas tied at 0 apiece in the top of the second inning. LSU scheduled to play at least tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and they're going to play Kentucky. But with weather, that could change things. We'll keep you posted as we know it.
And you think about Kentucky, man, the farther back, the better. You know, we get a little bit more rest out of this.
Yeah, but LSU's getting a lot of rest, too.
Yeah, LSU, man, it's sort of rigor mortis is setting in, so to speak.
I heard Todd Walker say this, you know, the rest, and this is what he told me. Okay, so I think Todd Walker knows more baseball than all of us combined, right? Okay, we had Todd Walker on yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. He said about this whole rest thing, he said that, no, it definitely benefits the pitching staff.
No question.
It's the hitters.
Yep.
The hitters that want to constantly play. Mm-hmm. And not, you know, be away because you're so anxious.
The offense.
He said, yeah, the offense, that would be – that would definitely help LSU's the pitching staff that this has
but
been pushed
not
back.
So much the
hitters.
Hitters.
That's
and
what he said.
To piggyback off of that, man, this was years ago. God bless him. He passed away, Rusty Staub. He did an autograph session. And, man, we got to talking, and he was telling me he hated being a player that was sort of a utility guy. Man, he said, I love to play every day because I could swing the bat. I was a groove guy. And he said, man, all this rest time is overrated. He said, if I was a pitcher, that's a different story. But a hitter, I want to be out there.
And as a hitter, the way they were swinging the bat against Vanderbilt, boy.
Man, I want to play tomorrow.
I'd like to keep that going. And all that comments.
In particular for an LSU offense that just went berserk, as you mentioned, Bobby.
Speaking of, about going berserk, how about Jobert?
Man.
Jobert, you know, if you look at that, I mean, you can't get more home cooking than that. I mean, as far as recognition, Slidell, Delgado Community College, look, he ended up being second on the team in home runs at 17, RBI 55. Well, he ended up being, I didn't even know, I never heard of this award, but, you know, the Dick Houser Trophy National Player of the Week. Not SEC, the Dick Houser Trophy National Player of the Week. But, again, it's the co-hitter of the week. You know, why don't I just pick one? So Brandon Jobert was named the Dick Houser Trophy National Player of the Week. He finished the four games. Could you look at the whole week, even the midweek games? He finished the four games 8-for-16. At the plate, five home runs, 13 RBIs, and a dominant performance in Game 3 to help sweep the Commodores, which is unbelievable. And then that helped LSU secure the fourth seed in the SEC tournament. We all know about that. But the monster game he had, Christian, and this caught my attention, and Mike, 9 RBIs. That included a 3-run homer, 2-run double, and a grand slam. Do you know that big day, 9 RBIs? You look at a tradition of LSU baseball. But that big day tied for the most RBIs by Tiger in over two decades, since 1999. That tied, that's the last time you saw a player hit 9 RBIs in a contest.
Mike, it speaks to, about how mercurial they are. Braden Jobert was struggling at the plate.
Yeah.
And it just goes nuts.
We talked about this Monday about how, man, he's struggling and then he gets hot with the bat. But Christian brought up that he was the SEC Player of the Week. He could have been the SEC Player of the Week on one game.
Game 3, 9 RBI, one game.
Yeah, and we haven't grand seen slam, that. If you're an LSU Tiger baseball fan, you haven't seen that since 1999.
A grand slam, a 2-run double, and a 3-run homer? Yeah, that's in one game. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.